Lives of the Companions رضي الله عنهم Lives of the Companions رضي الله عنهم
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, we're back once again with a new episode of our program, Lives of the Companions, in which we talk about one of the companions of the Prophet ﷺ, learn from the great legacy that they've left for us, and derive some pearls of wisdom, and contemplate, ponder upon our own state as well, how can we implement those pearls of wisdom, that great legacy that they've left behind for us, and improve ourselves better. Our lives. As usual, today again, alhamdulillah, we've got a beautiful personality, a great companion of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam to discuss. Well, every companion of the Prophet is great, alhamdulillah. But then there's some who are distinct and they carry a unique feature which becomes a means through which they are renowned. And today, the companion that we'll be discussing, subhanallah, what a great companion and what great privilege and honor he was blessed with. That privilege and honor he had, that no one else shared that very privilege, that very honor that was given to him. The distinctiveness, the uniqueness that he possesses from this very perspective is something that every devotee of the Prophet would yearn to possess. It's something that they would sacrifice everything of theirs in order to have it. And this very companion, dear viewers, when we talk about him, it is something that makes us realize that it is all about the master whenever he wants to bless someone. It is depending upon the master that how he wants the fortune of his servant to be shown to shine. This is that companion by reading about whom we come to realize. One couplet comes in the mind, which is, Suna hai aap. ہر عاشق کے گھر تشریف لاتے ہیں میرے گھر میں بھی ہو جائے چراغاں یا رسول اللہ that یا رسول اللہ you come to the house of every devotee of yours may it be the case that you enlighten the surroundings of my home as well through your luminous presence This very companion who's known as the host of the Prophet whose fate was at its peak This very companion, especially when we mention him to be the host of the Prophet, it would have been clear to many of our viewers, is none other than our master, the heartbeat of the believers, Sayyidina Abu Ayyub Khalid bin Zaid Ansari radiyallahu anh, commonly known as Abu Ayyub Ansari radiyallahu anh, subhanallah. Such a legendary personality, a great personality, whose fortune shone from many perspectives. And he radiyallahu anh is the one who had the honor of being the host of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, to host the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam upon the migration of the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam from Makkah al-Mukarrama to Madinah al-Munawwara. And many companions, they wanted this honor to be blessed to them where the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam stays in their house. But then the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he let it for his he let it upon a she camel that wherever she stays, wherever she stops, that's where he will stay at. And this famous account then happened to occur in this manner, where the she camel of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam stopped in front of the house of Abu Ayyub Ansari radiyallahu anhu, and he became the host of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, famously known as. And after generations and generations, 14 centuries plus after, we're sitting over here and we are in awe of his destiny, of his fate, which shown upon him. Today, alhamdulillah, we have a very special guest with us who will be taking us through this journey of Abu Ayyub Ansari radiyallahu anhu, our brother Ali Haider Attari, mashallah, with us. Jazakallah Ali bhai for joining us in our today's episode and taking time out from your busy schedule. May Allah Almighty bless you, mashallah. How are you today?
Alhamdulillah, Simba. The blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm well. How are you?
MashaAllah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ala kulli hal. Without any further delay, without any further ado, let's get into the topic. As I personally myself, I'm very looking forward to discussing the personality of Abu Ayyub Ansari radiyallahu anhu. And Ali bhai, when we talk about many companions, of course, there are many things that we learn from their seerah. And it's commonly observed that companions, they've left such a legacy that whichever perspective you want to pick up on, you see them to be right on the top, right of the leaders, of the guides. Now, in particularly, if you talk about Sayyidina Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu anhu, you see, if you want to talk about their piety, you want to talk about the worship he used to perform, the passion he had for Salah, the fear of Allah Almighty that he possessed, or the unique love for the Prophet ﷺ that he possessed, and the events that took place in his life through which all this was demonstrated, you know, which perspective can we talk about, which we can leave out. But more uniquely, what he's renowned for is the being the host of the Prophet ﷺ and how it all occurred. Inshallah, we'll talk about this. But to begin with, I would request you if you could shed some light on the introduction of this great personality, what his name was, what his lineage was, so on and so forth. So then we'll continue our discussion on this beautiful topic, inshallah.
So as you mentioned, with regards to Hazrat Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu anhu, his famous name, and what he's famously known as Abu Ayyub Ansari, to the extent that even some of the other companions alayhim ridwan didn't even know what his actual name was. So he was famous with this name to such an extent that people didn't know that his full name was Khalid ibn Zayd ibn Kulayb. So this was his full name, and he belonged to the tribe of Banu Najjar. So here we mentioned that Zayd ibn Kulayb being obviously his father, and then with regards to his mother being Hind bint Sa'd. So this was his father and this was his mother. He has narrated many hadiths. If you look towards the science of hadith, Sayyidina Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu anhu is amongst some of the great narrators. To the extent even at the end of his life is when he mentioned some very, very important hadiths that are very relevant to us today.
Subhanallah.
He left pearls of wisdom for us. But all of those put aside, just being the khadim, the host of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that outweighs everything.
SubhanAllah. It also shows us the importance of having this very element of loving the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. We've been covering different companions in the different episodes, and they do have distinct features, as we mentioned earlier. But everything revolves back to the same point. It is the love of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. You see, the companions, of course, they would be passionate about offering salah. Of course, they would be passionate about having the fear for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the piety, the element of taqwa. No one can be above Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan. They are the most superior of the awliya. No matter how many awliya, kutub, abdal we gather together, no matter, you know, all their deeds together, you know, those who've come up to now, those who come up to the day of judgment, all their tahajjud, whatever actions they perform, we put them together, they can never equate to a smallest of the deed of a companion of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And that is the greatness of one companion, you see. And then they are those personalities who acquired knowledge directly from the court of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. In the likes of Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu anhu, you see, the other narrations that you were talking about, inshallah, you'll come to them as well. But this shows us that Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu anhu held an acclaimed rank from the perspective of knowledge as well.
Most definitely.
We need to understand this. And then when it comes to that point, we also need to understand that this is because of having the fear of Allah Almighty, having known the importance of knowledge, and conveying that message to coming generations as well, that how important it is to possess knowledge, how important it is to offer salah, how important it is to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But again, coming back to the same point, that all this was inculcated in them, was instilled in them because of one simple point, which is love of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. That is something around which the lives of all the companions it revolved. And Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu anhu, again, we see this prominent feature in his seerah as well, where he sacrificed and devoted everything of his upon the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, which is evident from many accounts that that took place, especially how he hosted the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam upon the migration of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam, which inshallah we'll also cover. So this was a brief introduction regarding his name, regarding which tribe he belonged to. After this, what would you like to mention in regards to the greatness of Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu anhu, which we can enlighten our hearts as well further with his love, inshallah?
Like you mentioned with Sayyidina Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu anhu, one interesting part that we find from their lives is this core element of love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As you mentioned, all the companions had their ways of showing their love for the Prophet alaihi wasallam. You look at Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, him standing by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, him doing the tasdeeq of whatever the Prophet said, that was his show. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu must have shown it in different ways. Sayyidina Usman showed it in different ways. And Sayyidina Abu Ayyub Ansari, like every other companion, had his way. Like we find in the seerah that everything he did, he was always faithful, even regards to certain foods. He was fearful. If the Prophet didn't eat this, he used to say, Ya Rasulullah, is this haram? That Ya Rasulullah has any ruling, has any verdict come,
that's how deeply he would follow
with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he lived his life in accordance to whatever the Prophet alaihi wasallam did. When he saw that the Prophet alaihi wasallam is behaving in a certain way, he would say that I would forget everything else and I'll start doing this.
Allah.
That whatever the Rasulullah alaihi wasallam did, there was always something because of this. And we ask ourselves, why? Why did the companions do this?
Right.
Why did the companions, whatever the Prophet did, why were they so attached to it? And it's all because they know this dawlat, this wealth of iman is because of the Prophet ﷺ. We spoke about knowledge, hadith, tafsir, all of these sciences. Every single scholar who comes and will come, they'll study all of these sciences. They'll go through very rigorous journeys in order to study.
Right.
But at the end of the day, the sole purpose that they have is the pleasure of Allah and acceptance from the Rasulullah. And the same goes for the Sahaba ikram. Whenever they would perform an action, they would first think. They wouldn't think, how would my family react? They wouldn't say, what did the general people say? They didn't say, what will the ummah say about me? What will people say? They said, what will the Rasulullah say? That maybe this act of it may displease the Rasulullah. Or maybe by exerting this energy, making this sacrifice, it may please the Rasulullah. So when we look at the life of Sayyidina Abu Ayyub Ansari, we find obedience to the commands of Allah and servitude to the Rasulullah.
SubhanAllah, beautiful message here. We've covered initially from the seerah of Abu Ayyub Ansari radiyallahu anhu, that everything of ours should be for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his final messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Regardless of what people would say, regardless of what others think about us, regardless of, you know, the concern for others, the sole purpose and the sole motive for us should be that what will Allah Almighty say, what will the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam saying. This should be the measuring scale for us.
Definitely.
For anything, that whether this would please Allah Almighty and the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam or not.
Definitely.
This is something we should be concerned about, and everything else would bear out in proportion.
Definitely.
As it goes along. But on the other hand, on the contrary, what we learn is that if we just consider people and have concern for people forgetting the concern for the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we'll be left in the middle of nowhere, which unfortunately is the case in today's day and age, where we give so much attention to other people, to the local norms, to the society, but we don't really think about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And look at the mindset of Abu Ayyub Ansari radiyallahu anhu, that, you know, if Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam did, you know, stopped eating something halal, he would start questioning, that has this become haram? Look at the mindset and the legacy they've left. It isn't for no reason that their name still shines after 14 centuries. They sacrificed everything of theirs, and they practically proved it, that this is how you show your love to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, as was the case with the companions as well. Now, Ali bhai, we've spoken about the introduction and the first few elements regarding Sayyidina Abu Ayyub Ansari radiyallahu anhu, carrying forward. Which other feature would you like to discuss about Abu Ayyub Ansari radiyallahu anhu, and which other quality would you like to bring forward to the views of Madani Channel?
With regards to Sayyidina Abu Ayyub Ansari radiyallahu anhu, we find, like we've mentioned, his love for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But the important and the lesson that we learn from Sayyidina Abu Ayyub Ansari's life is saying things is very easy. To say, I love the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, anyone can say it. We're saying it right now.
Indeed.
But to prove your love for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is something that's not the easiest of things to do. It's not something that you say and say, I love the Rasul alayhi salam, but I won't follow the Rasul alayhi salam. If you look at the entire seerah from when he accepted Islam, you find that he was not only the host of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but he always followed what the Prophet alayhi salam did, to the extent that when the Rasul alayhi salam departed from this mundane world on an apparent form, even after then, he was fulfilling responsibilities of Islam. When he was given the leadership under the different khulafa to go to different parts of the world, he didn't say that, I was the host of the Prophet ﷺ, why should I do this?
Allah,
you know, today
Allah.
If you perform a certain act of worship, if we offer tahajjud, we think to ourselves, I don't need to go and
Allah,
do this.
Allah,
I don't Allah. Need to go and observe this thing. I'm already so pious myself. I already contribute so much towards my deen.
By look at Sayyidina Abu Ayyub Ansari, not only was he given that title, which is superior to many, many titles, being known as the host of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is an amazing title. But he didn't just stop there. When the Rasul alayhi salam passed away and he left this mundane world, he made it his job that whatever knowledge, ahadith, whatever inheritance I receive from the Rasul alayhi salam, and remember the inheritance of the Prophets is not dirham and dinar. It's not the world, it's indeed his knowledge. So he made it his job to go and teach that. He made sure that the hadith he would narrate. He made sure that if any of the khulafa, whether that be Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Usman, or Sayyidina Ali, if they say to them that you go to govern in this area, he wouldn't question it.
Allah.
There was a time under the guidance of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu
anhu. I'll just stop you over here for a few moments, mashallah. Beautiful discussion, and I'll come back to you on this very account, which I would request you to please carry on from here. It's time for our first segment at the moment, inshallah, Yusuf Madani channel. Beautiful discussion is going on, and we'll come back to Brother Ali, inshallah. Where he will continue from this very event, inshallah, on the other side of the segment. It is time for our first segment, which is Message of the Scholar. Let's go towards this segment and see what message there is for us today in our segment, Message of the Scholar. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Lives of the companions, radiyallahu anhum.
My name is Muhammad Ziaullah, and my question from Amir of Al-Sunnah is that sometimes in a gathering, ijtima or mafil, a person starts feeling remorse and guilty about the sins and mistakes he had done in his past life, and he wants to change and become pious. Now, such person, what sort of actions should he perform which will make him pious? Please guide. How can one become pious and what actions should he perform?
Well, in this regard and relation, a person, and especially the one who is a Muslim, has to and ought to follow the commandments of Sharia. He should be punctual in offering Salah. He should keep the fast of Ramadan. He should be punctual in offering Faraid and Wajibat, meaning that he should be punctual on obligations and necessities. He should be considerate in regards to halal and haram. He should not go even close to haram sustenance and only pursue halal sustenance. Furthermore, one should also keep a good company. If the company before was of negligent people, or the company in which he was of sinful people. As is the case nowadays that companies are normally like this, when friends meet, these are the type of companies. Useless conversation, using abusive language, backbiting others, talking against each other, and many more similar kind of acts are performed in such companies, which eventually against the Sharia. So it is very important for you to abandon the company of such kind of people. If you think that your taqwa will remain intact while staying in a bad company, then stop daydreaming. This is absolutely impossible. You will have to adopt a good company, the company of the pious, the company of the devotees of the Prophet. If you have a resolute heart and your intention is sincere, then inshallah you will definitely be helped. Allah, the Almighty, says in the Holy Quran, وَمَنْ أَرَادَ الْآخِرَةَ وَسَعَى لَهَا سَعْيَهَا سَعْيَهَا وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ فَأُولَئِكَ كَانَ سَعْيُهُمْ مَشْكُورًا. Translation of Quran, Kanzul Irfan. And whosoever desires the hereafter and strives for it as one should, while he is a believer too, then these are the very people whose efforts will be valued. The great Quranic exegete, Sadrul Afadil Mufti Muhammad Naimuddin Muradabadi, rahimahullah, mentions a beautiful thing over here. That from this verse, we come to know that three things are needed for the acceptability of a deed. One being desirous of the hereafter, meaning desiring the well-being of the hereafter. His intention should be sincere. Number two, performing an action with all its due requisites, meaning you try your hardest for it. You exert all your efforts to ensure that you will perform the action in question with all its fara'id, meaning the obligations, wajibat, sunnas, mustahabbat, and try to make the action as perfect as possible. Number 3, iman, which is the most important, because without iman, without faith, no action, no deed is accepted at all. Having iman is a condition. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad.
Lives of the companions, radiyallahu anhum.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. MashaAllah, beautiful message for us. A dub clip it was, and a great message for us there was. Let's carry on with our discussion where we left from. We were talking about Sayyidina Abu Ayyub Ansari radiyallahu an, and how he devoted everything of his for the sake of Allah Almighty and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Anyway, before going towards the segment, you were talking about the fourth caliph of Islam, Sayyidina Ali al-Murtaza, karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem, and him assigning him with some responsibility during his caliphate, perhaps it was. So if you could kindly carry on from the same discussion.
So we were mentioning with regards to Sayyidina Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu an, that not only was he the host of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but he was obedient to his senior Sahaba ikram. So the Khulafa, those who the Prophet alayhi salam, like Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Usman, and Ali, were given these responsibilities to guide and lead the Ummah after the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. It wasn't as if he said, I'm the host of the Prophet, I don't need to listen to anybody. I don't need to be under anybody, because I was this close to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So shaitan, he's with everyone, including gossips. Today, if you do something for a certain person and you give some service to him, afterwards, you will look at those around you as maybe lesser than me. You will think that, look at the status that I have. Look who I am. Why do I need to be with these people?
You consider them inferior.
Exactly. You have the complex in your mind that you think these people are inferior to me. But when Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, when he gave this hukum, he didn't come to Sayyidina Abu Ayyub and say, I'm thinking of this. He gave the hukum to him and the answer was labbayk. The answer was of course. So then after the life of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, Sayyidina Abu Ayyub Ansari, he served in many parts of the world, but he also served in Al-Madinatul Munawwara. So imagine propagating Islam in Medina, dealing with the affairs of Medina Sharif. So it's as if not only was he the khadim while the Rasul alayhi salam was apparently on this dunya, but he took care of the resting place of the Rasul alayhi salam. That place where every single one of us yearn to go. Sayyidina Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu anhu, he took care of those blessed lands. And this shows that love and this relationship for a person, especially in Islam, is not only when that person's alive. Allah. Many a time we say that we have a love for a person, and as soon as they pass away, it's almost as if we've forgotten them. But that's when your responsibility really starts. When that person was alive, he did many things for you. He gave you his time. He may have given you his wealth. He may have spent many great moments with you. Now, when they passed away, if you truly love them, if you consider them someone you love, this is your time to make du'a for them. This is your time to go and perform acts on their behalf as Isali Sawab. And this is exactly what Sayyidina Abu Ayyub Ansari, he showed. He said that my love for the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam is not just now. My love for the Rasul alayhi salam will always exist. And this is why we understand that more than 1400 years have passed. Why do you remember this great man of Allah? It's not because of his business. It's not because of his father. It's simply to do with the fact that his nisbah towards the Prophet ﷺ. And history, tariq, is gawah to the fact that anyone who has nisbah to the Rasul ﷺ, the world will never forget him. No single person can forget the person who has a nisbah towards the Rasul ﷺ. But a person can earn, study, accumulate every single type of so-called honor that he wants. If he has no rishta, if he has no nisbah towards the Rasul ﷺ, no one will remember him.
Subhanallah. And on the other hand, if a person has no worldly wealth but has that connection with the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, subhanallah, the world, it remembers him. And the beautiful point you brought into discussion was also regarding Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu anhu's loyalty towards Islam even after the apparent passing of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam towards the other khulafa. And this truly shows the love he possessed for the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, along with sincerity.
Exactly.
Sincerity is very, very important. Yes. And also the great point you brought up, that being with someone superior, who's superior than the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, ba'dath khuda buzurkuhi, qissa mukhtasar, when you have such proximity in the court of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, then Satan the accursed can infuse these whispers in you that I've been with the Prophet.
Exactly.
You know, why me? Why are you telling me to do something?
Exactly.
But look at his mindset and something that he's taught us as well. That the more superior you become, the more responsibilities on your shoulders,
exactly,
and more humble you need to become. And this is something that, this is the pride of a believer.
Most definitely.
This is something that there is a distinctive feature of a believer. You know, the more close you get in the court of Allah, the more humble you become and more you stay away from arrogance. And this is also something that we need to test ourselves upon as well. Now, you know, today I've got a freehold property. Today I've got two cars, two posh cars, you know. I've got my own settled business. But hold on a sec. You live in a rented property. Mm-hmm. You haven't got, you just do a, you know, part-time job. But I'm superior than you. Exactly. And now, are these feelings coming into my heart?
Allah.
If so, then I need to treat myself. Most when we say treat myself, it means from these spiritual ailments, from these spiritual diseases, and the legacy of Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu anhu is there for us, that regardless of what the occasion was, regardless of what the act was, he always was there. And this was the true loyalty he showed. The other point you brought up, not only through verbal claims, but he practically proved it.
Exactly.
That yes, I am servant of the Prophet. I am a true devotee of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and something that we also need to do today, that verbal claims are enough. We need to practically prove it. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, we're talking about Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu anhu. It's time for another segment. After the segment, inshallah, we'll talk about the migration of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and how Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu anhu had this great fortune, this great privilege of becoming the host of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam, through which he became acclaimed, through which he became renowned. Now's the time for our second segment of the day, which is words of wisdom. Let's go towards it. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam.
Lives of the companions radiyallahu anhum.
So dear viewers, the words of wisdom that we have today is a beautiful saying of the fourth caliph of Islam, the lion of Allah, Sayyidina Ali al-Murtaza, karramallahu ta'ala, wajhahu al-kareem, where he says that a person deprives himself of halal sustenance by displaying impatience, yet he does not gain more than what is destined for him. Subhanallah. What a great pearl of wisdom, and what great lesson we find in this comprehensive statement of Mawla Mushkil Kusha, the fourth caliph of Islam, Sayyidina Ali al-Murtaza, karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem, where we also come to know that by displaying impatience, a person, he deprives himself of halal sustenance by displaying impatience. Patience is very, very important for us. Inna Allaha ma'as sabireen. Verily, Allah is with those who are patient. We need to understand this. And a person doesn't get more than what is destined for him. So do not be impatient. Observe patience, and inshallah, you'll see his blessings in this world and in the hereafter. Coming back to the our topic of the day, our discussion that we were doing upon Sayyidina Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu anhu. Ali bhai, now let's go into the beautiful story through which Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu anhu is famously known. Now, the time of migration comes, and the situation in Makkah al-Mukarramah is such that Muslims cannot stay there anymore. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam now has been commanded by Allah Almighty, has been given this permission by Allah Almighty to migrate to Madinatul Munawwara. Now, the journey of migration in Saun is a beautiful journey, and we can perhaps do many episodes just on that very journey. But now the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam comes to Quba Sharif, and then from Quba, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam comes to Madinatul Munawwara. All the companions, they're yearning to attain this privilege, this honor, that only if we could get the honor of hosting the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, who wouldn't want this? They would, you know, sacrifice their lives just to get this honor, even for one single night. But then fortune shone on someone else. Someone else who was going to be distinct from this very perspective. Now the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam comes to Madinatul Munawwara. Other companions, they're waiting over there for the Prophet's arrival and to host him. But then there was one companion who gets this honor, who gets this privilege. I would like you to shed light on this, and how would you mention this very account for our viewers of Madani Channel?
So right now I'd want to almost try to portray an image in our minds. Take us back to the time of the Prophet
sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
So for a moment, let's all just try to think of this manzar, of this scene. Imagine you have the best of creations sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the beloved of Allah on one side, and you have all of his beloveds, all of those who love every single thing about him, who are true devotees to him. And every single one of them, in their hearts, they have this idea, or they have this intention that
I want to be the Khadim of the Prophet Allah. I want to serve the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Let's just do a quick comparison. If you look at the dunya today, somebody will only be with a leader or somebody of power today for his own personal benefit. He won't say that I want to serve him because of his character, because of his traits. I will serve him so that I may go up the ladder. But the Sahaba ikram, their intention was this, that when we have this connection with the Rasul alayhi salam, we need to prove this. We need to prove our love for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And as if their hearts cannot handle the fact that somebody else will have this honor.
Allah.
They all had equal yearning. One of them said, Ya Rasulullah, I want to host you. The other would say, Ya Rasulullah, I want to host you. They're mentioning different ways, trying to almost persuade the Rasul alayhi salam to stay with me. Now ask yourselves, and the viewers on Madani channel, we can ask, or everyone can ask themselves, that for how long do we host people? When a guest knocks on our door, the first thing we think is, why has he come?
Right.
Why has he come here today? That we were doing something, we were going about our own affairs, and look, he's come. But the Sahaba ikram, they're trying to host the Rasul alayhi salam. They want that same guest who was the guest of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They want the very guest of the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be their guest. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he is the master of wisdom. His wisdom is perfect, his knowledge is perfect. The way he was to make a decision would be in such a way that no one's heart is broken. And
wisdom itself takes blessings from the court of the Prophet.
Exactly. So then how does the Rasulullah go about making this decision? Imagine we try to make a decision amongst our children. If one of our children wanted something from us, how do we decide which child? All of these,
making sure that the feelings of others don't get hurt.
Exactly. So he preserved all of their feelings. He did not want to hurt anyone's feelings. So how did he do it? He said, wherever my she camel will stop, I will reside there. Wherever my camel will stop, I will reside there. I want to make a decision based on any other factors. Wherever Allah wills for my camel to stop, we will stay there. And the hikmat and the point that we need to take from this is that camel only walks with the permission of Allah. It only stops with the permission of Allah. Allah himself wanted the Rasulullah alayhi salam to be hosted by Sayyidina Abu Ayyub Ansari. That same Sahabi, if you just look for a moment, the Rasulullah alayhi salam was the guest of Allah. He's Habib Allah, he's the most beloved to Allah. And Allah is trusting his most beloved with Sayyidina Abu Ayyub Ansari. Such a great honor.
What a great honor, mashallah.
Imagine the reaction of the other companions, that wow, this companion is going to be the host of the Prophet alayhi salam. And most definitely I can say that every one of those companions who witnessed, their love for Sayyidina Abu Ayyub increased. Because for the love of the Rasul alayhi salam, this is a very interesting point that I was reading. The love of the Rasul alayhi salam is unique. Everything about the Rasul alayhi salam is unique. And today's day and age, we're seeing, but if I have love for someone, if I have a lover, for example, and somebody else says that I love this person, maybe I would become angry with this person. Now, why are you loving that person who is my beloved? That is my beloved, why are you loving them? But even the ishq and the muhabbat of the Rasul is unique. That those who love the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, if somebody loves our Rasul, we love them too.
Allah,
because you love my mahbub, you love the one who I love, you are also my beloved. This was the Sahaba ikram, how much love they had for one another. Because Sayyidina Abu Ayyub was the host of the Prophet, he became even more respected and even more honored.
And beautiful point you mentioned, Ali Bhai, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose Abu Ayyub Ansari radiyallahu anhu to be the host of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Now imagine that you love someone daily, you love your parents daily, you know, and they go to another town and you appoint someone to look after them. Who would you appoint? You would appoint someone who's more reliable to you. You would appoint someone who's more beloved to you, someone who you trust, whose character is good. You know, with all those traits you will see, because, you know, in this world, no one is more beloved to you than your own parents or your children. Well, the same example can be replicated in the case of children.
Definitely.
When children go abroad anyway, you would find someone who's trustworthy.
Exactly.
You won't find someone who's a sinner, a grave sinner, or someone who possesses an ill character. Mm-hmm. You wouldn't appoint the responsibility of hosting your children or your parents to this very individual. But subhanAllah, you would make sure that a person of great character, a person of praiseworthy traits, becomes the host of your children or host of your parents. Why? Because you love your parents or your children.
Most definitely.
SubhanAllah. And then the person who you chose, that would, of course, be someone who is very respectable in your sight.
Definitely.
Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, subhanAllah, choosing the host for His beloved. SubhanAllah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our creator. Allah Almighty is our Lord. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, subhanAllah. Nothing is concealed from Allah Almighty. Allah Almighty knows everything. Now, when it comes to choose the companion who would host the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, He chooses Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu anhu. I think this alone shows the significance and the greatness of Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu anhu. You see, when you talk about Sahaba Kiram Ali Ridwan, they are those personalities who are chosen by Allah Almighty for the companionship of the Prophet, with the Sahabiyat of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. This alone shows us the greatness of Sahaba.
Definitely.
You know? So Sahaba Ikram Ali Ridwan, they're those personalities. Then the personality of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, the first Caliph of Islam, the most superior, the most elite after the Prophets, Abdul al-Bashir Ba'd al-Anbiya. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, divided these ranks amongst the Sahaba. But this beautiful feature which came for in the share of Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu anhu, something that everyone is yearning for. And then it comes to Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu anhu. This is amazing. And then this is up to now we've mentioned, right? You mentioned Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is coming and you so pictured it. That, you know, try to picture the scene that Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is coming, all the companions Allah. Are there, they're waiting for, you know, me, and they would perhaps be, you know, supplicating their hearts. But this honor goes to Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu anhu. Now, we've covered this bit. Now, what happens afterwards? How Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu anhu pays gratitude to this very ni'mah, shows his love for the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam after the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam has blessed his house with his own presence. We'll talk about this inshallah after our third segment, as it is time for our third segment in our program, dear viewers. Let's go towards it. The segment is, did you know? So let's go towards this segment and find out that did you and us also know. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Lives of the companions, radiyallahu anhum.
Dear viewers, our segment is Did You Know? And Ali Bhai, in this segment, we ask each other questions. Mm-hmm. We test each other. The main purpose behind is to increase knowledge, to convey knowledge. This is just one of the ways to propagate knowledge for our dear viewers of Madani Channel. Interesting questions we bring every time. And today again, there are four questions. Are you ready for your question, inshallah?
Inshallah.
Not nervous or anything?
Alhamdulillah.
Inshallah. So the first question for you, Ali Bhai, is since when the decay of food and meat rotting started?
So there's a very interesting hadith of the Rasulullah. The summary of this is that the Prophet actually mentions that had the Bani Israel not existed, had the Bani Israel not existed, then neither food would get spoiled nor ruined. So the Rasulullah himself has mentioned that if the Bani Israel had not, so from the time of the Bani Israel is when the system has started, that prior to this there wasn't a rotting of food, etc. But since the arrival of the Bani Israel due to this was when food began to rot and go off.
When they started to preserve Manu Salwa and they were told not to do so. When they started to preserve Manu Salwa for the next day, this is when this happened. Your turn, Ali Bhai.
So my question for you, Wasim Bhai, is how many people used to live in the seaside village of Ila?
SubhanAllah, it has been reported that 70,000 men from the people of Sayyidina Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam used to live in the seaside village of Ila, which is near Uqba. SubhanAllah. Question for you now, Ali Bhai, is that name the three successors of Prophet Musa alayhi salam.
Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam.
SubhanAllah. The three prophets who followed him.
SubhanAllah. So the following is Sayyidina Yusha bin Nun alayhi salatu wasalam.
SubhanAllah.
Sayyidina Caleb bin Yuhanna alayhi salatu wasalam.
SubhanAllah.
And Sayyidina Hisqil alayhi salatu wasalam. These were the three prophets alayhi salam who were the successors of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam.
SubhanAllah.
So my question for you then would be, what is Sayyidina Hisqil alayhi salatu wasalam also known as?
SubhanAllah. Sayyidina Hisqil alayhi salam, who's the third successor of Musa alayhi salam, is also known as Ibn al-Ujuz. Which means the son of an old woman. Because he was born to, his mother was very elderly when she gave birth to him. Hence, he was also known as Ibn al-Ujuz, and his name is famously known as Sayyidina Hisqil alayhi salam. So, dear viewers, this was our segment, Did You Know? And we hope that this segment would have increased your knowledge. Coming back to our discussion, Ali Bhai, we've covered the fact Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam migrated from Makkah al-Mukarramah to Madinah al-Munawwara, and the she camel stops in front of the house of Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu anhu with the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is the guest of Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu anhu. Now, any specific events you would like to mention here which displays the love of Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu anhu for the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and how he thanked Allah Almighty, in other words, for having this privilege of being the host of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam.
SubhanAllah. So imagine Sayyidina Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu anhu, he's gifted this honor. Allah has granted this honor that you will host my messenger sallallahu alayhi wasalam. My most beloved, I will leave that he's in your trust and you will be the host.
Now imagine if we were given that honor of just an affluent individual of nowadays. We'd go through so many rigorous processes to make sure everything is perfect.
Indeed.
But imagine, okay, he has been given that honor. But there's also that sense of nervousness. That I am hosting the most beloved of Allah. I am hosting that same individual who gave me salam, who made me recognize my Lord. I am hosting that individual. So Sayyidina Abu Ayyub Ansari's house has two floors.
Right.
So now he's thinking, which floor should I give to the Rasulullah alayhi salam? So the Rasulullah alayhi salam says that people will come to meet me. During the day I'll have meetings. People will come with the different affairs. So it's best that I take the ground floor.
Mm.
So that if you were on the ground floor and I would come down, then your family would get disturbed. Look at the Rasulullah thinking about his companion saying, your family would get disturbed, meaning they would have to go back into their parda. Due to this, I don't want to cause inconvenience.
Look at the consideration.
Exactly. So then he says, you take the top floor and I, meaning the Rasulullah would stay at the ground floor.
Right.
Sayyidina Abu Ayyub Ansari, the first night comes. He says to his wife, are we going to walk on the head of the Rasulullah alayhi salam? That we're above the Rasul. Imagine where we place our foot, the Rasulullah alayhi salam is below. That how can we walk? Where will we sleep? How can we be above the Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam? They began to fear. They began to think that what would Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say?
Allah.
What if an ayah is revealed about us? That we disrespected the Rasulullah alayhi salam. And look what this couple they do. Both husband and wife, what did they do? They take to one corner of the room.
Allah.
They lean against one of the corners of the room. And the entire night they did not sleep.
Allah.
Not
Akbar.
For a single moment did they sleep out of the faith that what if we are above the Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam? That what will happen if we walk above the Rasulullah alayhi salam? And imagine they could have stayed in the middle of their room. They could have slept on their bed or wherever they were.
It would have been fine.
And nothing would have happened.
And they accepted this because the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam had commanded himself.
Exactly.
Al-hukmu fawqa al-adab.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly. So what happens here is the next morning, the Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam is aware of everyone's state.
Indeed.
Rasulullah alayhi salam, he sees the eyes of Sayyidina Abu Ayyub Ansari and says, is everything okay? Sayyidina Abu Ayyub Ansari says, by Allah, Ya Rasulullah, I did not sleep even for one moment. That even for one moment I didn't sleep. Ya Rasulullah, please take the top floor so I don't disrespect you. Rasulullah alayhi salam is consoling him and saying, this is not disrespect. I told you to go up there. But Sayyidina Abu Ayyub Ansari says, okay, Ya Rasulullah.
Now, just one, just if we pause over here for one minute, Ali Bhai. Now, Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu anhu and his honorable wife radiallahu anha, they didn't sleep the whole night. No, was this a command from Allah Almighty?
No.
Was there any command revealed in the Quran?
No.
Did the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam himself say this to
no,
do?
No, he did not.
You know? So what is it that led them to this? You know, what is it that made them think in this manner? You know, today we start questioning ourselves whether this is allowed or not,
exactly,
whether we can show respect in this manner or not.
Exactly.
As long as it does not contradict the Sharia,
exactly,
we should go to our utmost level of peak where we can show our respect for the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. You know, and this is what we learn from the legacy of Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu anhu. This is how they showed their love for the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. They stay awake, staying awake is not easy.
Of course.
And then with this fear and concern that lest we disrespect the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, staying in the corner of the room, staying up all night. Allahu Akbar, not everyone's cup of tea.
Allahu Akbar. And then what's even more interesting with regards to this same is that this night he says okay to the Prophet alayhi salam.
Right.
He says, okay, Ya Rasulullah, you're saying that you'll stay. He stays another night.
Right.
So despite not sleeping all night, he accepts that the Rasulullah alayhi salam said, this floor is better for me so he doesn't disturb your family. So then again, Sayyidina Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu anhu, he goes to the top floor. But this time what happens is there's a pitcher of water.
Right.
Like we can imagine a jug of water, for example. And this falls.
Right.
And in those day and age, there weren't homes and roofs like ours. So even if you drop water, it's not going to seep through the roof. But due to the materials of the house then, if water was to be dropped on the floor, it usually comes through.
Allah.
And at that point in time, both husband and wife, they weren't sleeping in the middle. They were still in that same corner. They still were against that wall, lest that they walk over the Rasulullah alayhi salam. And what happens, the water drops, and they become so overcome with emotion that the one blanket they were sharing, they didn't have many blankets.
It was a cold night as well.
A cold night in which they had one blanket that they were covering themselves.
Allah.
They took that blanket and began to dry up the water. Attempting that lest even one drop fall on our master, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That imagine we disturb the sleep of the Rasulullah alayhi salam. They used that blanket. They dried all of that area up to the extent that none of the water had passed through. And again, they sacrificed everything they had for the Rasul alayhi salam. Hosting the Rasul alayhi salam is such a great khidmat already. Serving, preparing meals, giving your home to the Rasul alayhi salam, already such a great thing to do. But on top of that, sacrificing your sleep, sacrificing your warmth, sacrificing everything for the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. And it's a poet, like a poetry comes to mind, where Sayyidi Al-Hazrat says, Karote de naam pe jaan fida. Na bas ek jaan do jahan fida.
Do jahan se bhi nahi jeevara, karo kya karo jahan nahi.
He speaks about, Sayyidi Al-Hazrat speaks about how we would sacrifice everything for the Rasul alayhi salam. The same way, this is in light of the light of the Sahaba. The life of the Sahaba taught us that no matter how much they sacrificed, they always wanted to do more. So this companion, Sayyidina Abu Ayyub, he was honored. Why? Not only did he give his home to the Rasul alayhi salam, he was willing to sacrifice everything for the Rasul alayhi salam.
Subhanallah, dear viewers of Madani Channel, subhanallah, what a great legendary personality of a master, of a leader, Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu anhu, he was, and what great footsteps he left for us, and how he expressed his love for the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. They sacrificed everything of theirs for the sake of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, as we heard in this beautiful account as well. Come back to this discussion inshallah azza wa jal, right after our last and final segment of the day, which is today's hadith. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Lives of the companions radiyallahu anhum.
As believers, as Muslims, of course, without any doubt, we want to attain divine love, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If Allah loves you, loves a believer, what more can he ask for? This is the pinnacle of success. And one way to achieve the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is by building masajid. We're told in a narration, which is found in Shu'abul Iman, about the importance of carrying out this religious duty. Yes, we need masajid. Localities where there are a large number of Muslims need masajid. They'll come to the masjid themselves, they'll send their kids to the masjid. And in this narration, which is a hadith Qudsi, Allah Ta'ala states regarding his beloved slaves. He says, and for me, the most beloved from them are those who build my masajid. So this is something that we should focus on. This is something that we should try and involve ourselves in, contribute towards. And we shouldn't be lazy thinking someone else will do it. When will I take the initiative? When will I give my share? May Allah Ta'ala grant us tawfiq to do certain acts, these kinds of acts that earn his pleasure and his love. Ameen. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Lives of the companions, radiyallahu anhum.
Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. That was our last segment of the day, today's hadith. And we, just before going to the segment, we were talking about Abu Ayyub Ansari radiyallahu anhu and the great sacrifice he and his honorable wife radiyallahu anha gave for the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and how they were privileged and blessed with hosting the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and they, from their own perspective, duly fulfilled being the best of the hosts for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, in whichever way or form it could be, whether it was to show respect for the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, to care for the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, or whichever way or form it was, they, from their perspective, from their side, whatever was in their capability, being a human being, they duly served the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam and fulfilled being the right of being the host of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Ali may be talking about the love of Abu Ayyub Ansari radiyallahu anhu for the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and how he displayed it practically, how he was honored with this blessing by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and how he fulfilled its rights. Now another point comes to mind over here is the beautiful lesson that ulama also shed light upon, is that when a blessing is showered upon you, we should thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. See? And thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes in many ways and forms. Mm-hmm. The most important of which is abandoning sin and performing the acts of piety. Now, from this perspective as well, even if we look at this entire incident, this was greatest of the blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showered upon Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu anhu. And if we look at how he paid thanks in the court of Allah Almighty, paid gratitude to Allah Almighty for this greatest of the blessings that were bestowed upon him, we can see that within his seerah, that how pious he was. Also when it comes to the element of piety, the element of fearing Allah Almighty, the element of obedience, so and so forth. So this is also something great for us to learn, that we should also thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala whenever a blessing showers upon us, and we should make sure that we fulfill the requirements of thanking Allah Almighty. It's not just shukr alhamdulillah and exactly. Then we carry on with our sinful life. It shouldn't be that case, but we should always thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as was the case in the seerah of Abu Ayyub Ansari radiyallahu anhu. Now, towards the end of today's episode, Ali Bhai, when we talk about the migration of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, so we've covered how he alayhi salatu wasalam came, what was the state of the Sahaba, how the she-camel, where it stopped, etc. Now, another important connection which the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam established between the Muslims at that time was the great bond of brotherhood that he established between the Muhajir Sahaba, those who came from Makkah al-Mukarramah, and the Ansar Sahaba, those who were present in Madinah al-Munawwara. As they had left everything of theirs and they came to Medina, and they didn't have anything with them. So the Prophet ﷺ established that bond of brotherhood between Muhajir and Ansar Sahaba, where the Ansar Sahaba who were living in Medina, they gave everything of theirs, half of that, to the Muhajir companions who came to Medina al-Munawwara. This was the greatest of the displays of brotherhood that can be seen in the history. Without any ifs and buts, without any questioning, just the Prophet ﷺ commanded it. I have two houses, one house is yours. I have two camels, one camel is yours. Who does this? Exactly. You know, I have, for example, £1 million in my accounts, 500,000 yours. Who does this? But mashallah, subhanAllah, companions, they beautifully showed us what it means to obey the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Now, when this bond of brotherhood was established, I would like to ask you that Sayyidina Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu anhu, with whom was his bond of brotherhood established? Because he himself was Ansar, he was already living in Madinah al-Munawwara. Now, which Muhajir companion was his bond of brotherhood established by the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam?
So the Rasulullah alayhi salam, as you mentioned, when he gave this command to join this pact of brotherhood between the residents and those who travel, the Muhajir, Sayyidina Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu anhu, he was paid up with Hazrat Mus'ab bin Umayr radiallahu anhu.
Another great companion
of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam. But this is another sign of who Sayyidina Abu Ayyub Ansari was. He could have said, I'm hosting the Rasulullah alayhi salam, I don't need to get involved in this.
Allah.
I don't need to also host another person or serve another person or help another person. But he knew whatever the Rasulullah alayhi salam said, there was wisdom behind this. And this is the lesson that we learn from Sayyidina Abu Ayyub Ansari's life. The fact that we obey the commands of Allah, we live our lives in accordance to the sunnah of the Rasulullah alayhi salam. At the same time, we take lessons. And one of the biggest lessons the Rasulullah alayhi salam gave us was to be with those people in the time of need. Being with someone in a time of happiness is very easy. It's your birthday, huzur, it's somebody, it's a wedding. It's very easy for me to attend and enjoy myself. When it's a time of somebody dying in a family, when a grief has struck somebody, it's hard to
be with
someone.
In need.
Exactly. In time of need, it's very difficult to be with someone. But Sayyidina Abu Ayyub Ansari, shown by the Rasulullah alayhi salam that these people are the muhajir, they've left everything for Islam, let's support them. And this is what, in today's day and age, especially in the climate that we're living in today, that's how we should behave. That with our family members, with our friends, be with people in the time of need. Obey the commands of Allah, follow the sunnah of the Rasulullah alayhi salam, and within the sunnah of the Rasulullah alayhi salam, we learn to be with people in the time of happiness and in the time of need.
SubhanAllah, beautiful message, Ali Bhai, towards the end of today's episode. And mashallah, dear Viewers of Madri channel, we learn from this bond of, this pact of brotherhood that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam established between the Muhajirin and Ansar Sahaba, that this is something that we also need to be mindful of and considerate of. That Sahaba Ikram Ali Muridwan, those Ansar Sahaba, they gave half of everything that they possessed to the Muhajir Sahaba who had migrated upon the command of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And it greatly emphasizes, places an emphasis for us as well, that we should also look after our relatives, our brothers, our siblings. Beautiful message for us. And the time doesn't permit us to carry on in today's episode talking about Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu anhu. We can never do justice to the likes of Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu anhu. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Lives of the companions, radiallahu anhum. Lives of the companions, radiallahu anhum.